Good afternoon, and live from the Selco Performance Hall at KLCC on Fresh Tracks. Friday afternoon has been an interesting one around here. I know you guys got to the wrong place, sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine.
Greg Laswell and a quartet of guys playing with him this afternoon on Fresh Tracks. They're in Eugene. The band is in Eugene to play a concert tonight at the Wow Hall. That's right down the street here at 8th and Lincoln. Greg is a singer-songwriter who hails from Southern California. He recently moved to New York to set up shop from there. You may not know his music by name, but you certainly have heard his music. His tunes have been played on television programs, including Grey's Anatomy, CSI Miami, Friday Night Lights, and others. In fact, his song Off I Go was featured on the season finale of Grey's Anatomy last year. His new CD is called Take a Bow. It was released just a couple of days ago, and you've been hearing some of those songs on Fresh Tracks for the past couple, 3 weeks. Good afternoon, Greg, and welcome to the spot here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So where were you last night?
Where were we last night? We were in Portland, Oregon.
All right. Yeah. Played the Aladdin or someplace else?
We played Mississippi Studios.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice small room, but a really nice place.
It's a really nice place. It's my new favorite place to play in Portland.
Now, this is not your first time in Eugene either. You you were here, and in fact, you played on the radio last time, and you were here for Frank Oser and his Saturday Cafe program.
Yep.
So. Thanks for coming on back. Let's get started this afternoon by introducing your friends, your cohorts.
All right.
And we'll get started with the tune right after that.
Sounds good. Brian Wright's playing guitar to my left. It's radio, isn't it?
Yeah, like forget about left and right.
Yeah, forget that stuff. No one really cares. So Brian Wright's to my left. And Eric Curtis is playing bass. And Marco Minigan is playing a bookshelf today.
All right. Otherwise known as the Cajon.
The
right?
Cajon, yeah.
All right. Welcome, guys. Nice to have you with us. How about a tune right off, Greg?
All right.
What do you got for us and where'd it come from?
This one is called Take Everything, and it actually came from this tenor guitar that I'm playing. It kind of wrote itself because it's a different tuning and, you know, melodies and things kind of pop out of it when you first get a new instrument. So it was the first song I wrote on this little guy, and here it is.
You say the sky is green. I don't know what you mean. Your lies were always clear, but I don't mind. Take everything from me and more. Go on and take everything from me and more. You say the sky is blue as long as I'm with you. Funny then, what did you go do? But I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I don't mind. Go on and take everything from me and more. Go on and take everything from me and more. Take everything from me.
Take Everything. That's the lead track from the new recording, Take a Bow. And you're listening to Greg Laswell and his band in town to play tonight at the Wow Hall at 8th and Lincoln in downtown Eugene. Greg, a lot of your tunes are about breakups or, you know, moving transitions, moving on, getting over one thing into another. Is that like a mimeo of your life? You know, I mean, are you always going through that stuff, or do you feel like, or is it just something you feel like you got a handle on?
You know, I think my first two records were pretty much primarily about that. I went through a pretty, a sudden divorce a couple years ago, which gave way to my first record Through Toledo.
Right.
And then kind of Three Flights from El Tonito, my previous record, kind of just picked up where Through Toledo left off. And this record, I wasn't in the thick of it anymore. I wrote those first two records when I was still right in the, in the woods, so to speak. And this record is a little bit more objective viewpoint of some of the, similar issues, but a little bit more sarcastic at parts, and a little bit more angry. I get a little angry for the first time, and listening to a little bit too much Slipknot creeps up on my record.
Yeah, I heard you were a rock listener.
I am, yeah. And music that's similar to mine is kind of annoys me.
Yeah.
So
why is that? Because you can hear stuff that you would change about it, or what?
Yeah, and I'm just like, man, get over it, buddy.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. What's the matter, man? I don't have any time for it in my life, so I usually go for country music or hard modern rock.
Yeah. All right.
Nine Inch Nails and the like.
Sometimes that stuff will clean you out too,
Yeah.
I mean, go at things with a different ear.
Yeah.
The process for Take a Bow was quite a bit different than the first two recordings that were done in an urban setting.
Yeah.
Take a Bow, you recorded out in a cabin someplace. So tell me about the process that was involved in putting it together.
Yeah, some good friends of mine own a cabin in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is this little mountain town that's about 7 miles south of Flagstaff, Arizona, called Mountain Air. And I was touring through Phoenix, and we had the next day off. This is last year, and they offered for us to use their cabin the next day on our day off. So we went up there, and I fell in love with the place really quickly. It's off the beaten path, and there's two businesses in town, I guess you can call it, if you can call it that. But and I remember very vividly walking back from the kitchen back to the living room thinking, man, it'd be great if I could do my next record here. And then I thought, well, I'll ask, And so I wrote this long email to my friends asking them if I could use their cabin. And they said yes. They were more than happy to have me. And so I took my dog and moved my recording studio from L.A. to Flagstaff, and stayed there for about almost 6 months and did two records there. Did my covers EP there and then did my Take a Bow there, yeah.
Did you you just layered all those parts on yourself?
Yeah.
In that setting?
Yeah, just kind of kept adding to it. I knew this time around, I knew that the record was going to be mixed by my friend Greg Collins.
Yeah.
And so I just recorded everything, and then let him kind of carve it out. And I had a few friends come up too. Brian Wright actually came up and did some electric guitars and some other little noise makers on a couple songs. And so I wasn't alone the entire time, but a lot of time. I spent a lot, most alone I've been in my whole adult life. Didn't really think about that going in, but.
Did it change what came out for you? I mean, being in that setting, because I know I've been in that kind of a setting before, and you really start seeing the world differently after a while.
Yeah, it kind of allowed me to, I think it must have. I think it, on some level, it allowed me to not take myself so seriously. And it was good, man. It was a good thing. I think I might even do it again next time. It'll be a longer commute to move my studio there this time around. But
That's right. But
I think I liked it so much, so I think I might do it again.
You're listening to Greg Laswell on Fresh Tracks KLCC on a Friday afternoon. Greg's in town to play at the Wow Hall tonight, at 8th and Lincoln in downtown Eugene. How many tunes you guys got for us? We didn't actually get to that. You got two or three?
Yeah, we can do two or three.
Three would be cool. Let's run one right now, talk a little bit more, and then get out with one if that works for you.
Perfect.
All right.
This one's called Lie to Me. It's about a unhealthy relationship.
Dead and you can stay, and I'll help you kill your time if you help me kill my night, and maybe one day get it right. Go ahead and lie to me, I believe in anything you say tonight. Go ahead and lie to me, right, I love you while I sleep and hide it for another day to find. Ooh. Ooh. I will not confuse this with something true, only that what gets us. But I wander down the line when both of us are fine. Yeah, my mind wanders there sometimes. Yeah, and lie to me, I'll believe in anything you say tonight. Go ahead and lie to me, right, I love you while I sleep and hide it for another day to find.
It's on the new recording by Greg Laswell, Take a Bow. Thanks a lot. Sounds good, huh?
Thank you.
I got to ask something, and that is, we touched on it before. You've decided to move from the West Coast, and in fact, you grew up on the West Coast, down San Diego way, right?
Yeah.
And now you've decided to fish off to New York. Man, what are you doing? You're leaving everything, aren't you?
Man,
or are you going toward everything?
I really am, man. You know, it was always on my, ever since I went to New York for the first time, it was on my life's to-do checklist and to move there. And so, a few different circumstances lined up all at once and allowed me to do it and to do it the way I wanted to do it. And so I did it.
Yeah.
I got a big old Penske truck and loaded up my dog and a really, really heavy upright piano and a bunch of furniture and my studio and just... asked a good friend, actually TJ, the guy that let me borrow the cabin for those months. I called him up and I'm like, hey, you want to take a road trip? And he hopped in the truck with me and we did it together. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right. And now what's in New York that is not in L.A.? I mean, I know it's a different place and it's a different energy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've been done pretty well down in Southern California with placement on TV shows and film scores and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So this probably not going to affect that, you think? Or
no,
maybe it's a better position for you?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it'll affect any of that at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, musically, I'll still be doing the same stuff. And you know, the internet, information superhighway makes all things possible.
Yeah.
Through us who strengthen it. but, yeah, it's, you know, and L.A. kind of served its, it ran its course with me. It's a, I like L.A. and I like my friends that I have there, but it ran its course with me. I needed to get out and see something else.
Okay. Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
How long you been over there?
I've been over there for 8 months.
Oh, so you got an idea what's going on by now.
Yeah, and I spent a lot of time. You know, I didn't move blindly. I had spent a lot of time there and had quite a lot of friends there, too.
Yeah.
So well, it's not as crazy as it sounds.
Congratulations on Take Everything, which we heard a little earlier this afternoon, being named Video of the Week this week on iTunes. So well done.
Yeah.
And I went to watch that, and it was something that struck me that was kind of weird about it.
Right.
Everything that's going on the video for that song is going on backwards.
Yeah.
It's like you started at the end and went to the beginning.
Exactly.
Except for your vocals.
Yeah.
And your presence.
Right.
So you're mouthing the words. It looks like you're mouthing the words, but everything else is going backwards. How did that work?
That worked with me. I had to phonetically spell out all of the lyrics of that song and then memorize how to sing it backwards. And I taped myself singing it backwards, like with using the camera on my laptop, and then reversed that video to see how close I was to it. And it was an ordeal, man. It took me about 4 days. It took me maybe 2 days to record the song and 4 days to memorize how to sing it backwards. So it was a lot of work, but it was cool. It's fun. There's a few parts that I probably could have got a little bit better, but for the most part, I don't think you can tell.
Pretty tough assignment, I would think.
Yeah, man, I didn't know going in. I didn't know. I thought, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And then once I realized all that it was going to entail, I was four hours into it, and I was about ready to call the label and call my manager and say, yeah, we got to go with another idea. I'm not going to be able to do this.
So, I mean, I hate to put you on the spot, but can you do a line or something from that backwards,
yeah,
just to give people an idea of what you're talking about?
Yeah. The chorus is, go on and take everything from me and more. Oh, I'm naive, morphed into your blood, guess not I would. It's embarrassing,
great,
too, man.
Yeah.
You're like, when you're like, there's a full crew, cast and crew, listening to your backwards vocal track, and there's some very embarrassing noises that come out of the human voice when it's reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh, you know, all that. It's not meant to be heard.
Yeah.
It's very personal noises.
That's where the devil lives.
That's where the devil lives. And that's where backmasking takes place. That's how Satan speaks through us. But, it was a fun day, though.
Well, congratulations. I mean, it's a good piece. I mean, I watched it. I've watched it a couple, three times just to try to, you know, get a hold of what was going on. And,
right.
it was fun. So you can check that out on the internet if you'd like.
Yeah.
Just take everything, probably you get to. Get
yeah,
close,
I think
right?
it's on the
Google it.
Now I think it's on the front page of iTunes. You
okay,
can scroll
so there
down
you go.
And see my mug.
All right. Let's have one more tune and get you guys out of here. I know you got some business to take care of. So what's the tune? Where'd it come from?
This one is called, what is it called? Oh, My Fight. My Fight, and then in parentheses, For You. and it came from, I like someone a whole lot, and so that's what this song's about. What is
is mine. Take my finger, drag it through. Would no one else will find. Take your time. I have got all night. Take your time. In the morning, the sun will have its fight. Everything you see is all for your taking. Climb into my dreams and leave nothing. I have got all night, leave nothing. In the morning, the sun will have its fight. And you know there's nothing there. Stand up to my fight. So show me what is mine. Take my heart and drag it through your life. Take your time, I've gone all night. Take your time, in the morning the sun will have its fight. And you know there's nothing that I won't do for you here. That I won't do for you here. There is nothing that can stand up to my fight.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Greg, would you introduce the members one more time for folks?
Yes.
We're on the way out, so...
Yeah, Brian Wright playing acoustic guitar,
Brian,
and singing.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. And Eric Curtis playing bass and singing. And Marco playing the cajon and not singing.
And Greg Laswell on guitar and also singing this afternoon. Have a great time while you're in Eugene, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a fun
much.
Time tonight. And also I'd like to say thank you this afternoon to Denny Kahn, who is our engineer, sound engineer this afternoon, Justin Van Dyke, who is helping him out, and also Tom Crum gets a little production credit this afternoon for sitting in for me on the other side of that window. Thanks, Tom. Let's have a tune.